This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight. Today, I'm joined by Augustina Mills, who is president of the Junior League of Tucson. Welcome.
Hi, great to be here.
Can you tell me what the Junior League of Tucson's vision is?
The Junior League, we're women around the world as catalysts for lasting community change. Short and sweet.
And what about your organization's mission?
So the Junior League of Tucson Incorporated is an organization of women committed to promoting volunteerism, developing the potential of women, and improving the community through effective action and leadership of trained volunteers. And our purpose is exclusively educational and charitable.
How does your mission help achieve the vision?
Our mission, as it stands, is really focused around training and or developing the potential of women, if you will, and promoting volunteerism. Our organization strives really hard to train our women, whether it's issues that we have going on in the Tucson community, going on out in the world, professional skill sets, personal skill sets. We try to train our women so that they can go out and volunteer and be civic leaders in our community. So I think it's kind of, they go hand in hand.
So the members of the Junior League are those who are being trained to go out and be leaders in the community.
Yeah, and serve on board of directors. In fact, our VP of marketing and communication, she actually serves on the board at YWCA as well. So we have very, very active members in our community.
Can you highlight maybe one of the programs that helps you execute your mission?
We have our Kids in the Kitchen, and we specifically volunteer with the Boys and Girls Club, the Jim and Vicky Click Clubhouse over on 29th and Columbus, where we focus on teaching the youth how to create inexpensive snacks that are tasty and yummy that they can then make at home. We do our best to try to also spend our time with the youth while we're doing there. So a lot of it is definitely the health snack portion, but also just being there, helping them with their homework, whatever activities that they're doing at the clubhouse, whether it's the gym, arts and crafts, stuff like that, and talk to them and really communicate and be there with them.
So tell me about your other program.
The other program is we've been working with this organization in town called Cinderella's Closet. And really, it's an organization that helps provide prom dresses, accessories, stuff like that to maybe girls who couldn't afford them.
Wow, excellent.
Totally something near and dear to my heart. I know I would have benefited from something like this when I was in high school. Our members play their fairy godmother, if you will, and we help them in the dressing room. Like, does this dress look good with these shoes, this, that, and the other? Help them go through that process. Then what we do is sometimes members in the community will donate dresses that are not prom appropriate, if you will. And so we then, at our headquarters over on River and Campbell, we then host a sale there where the money from the proceeds of the sale can then go back to the Cinderella's Closet, the nonprofit.
That sounds excellent. Yeah. Great. So how can people find out more about Junior League of Tucson?
You can go to our website, which is juniorleagueoftucson.org. You can also go to our Facebook, which you can find us at just Junior League of Tucson, and our Instagram at JL Tucson.
Great. Thank you so much. I've been talking with Augustina Mills, who is the president of Junior League of Tucson and who joined us here on the Nonprofit Spotlight. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.